Shalom uvracha. This is the shiur of Haftarah Parshas Baalayscha, which is being recorded late for technical reasons. The Navi tells us how Yehoshua Kohen Gadol in the Nevuah of Zechariah was wearing begadim tzayim, filthy clothing. He was standing before the Malach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said through the Navi that Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who was a Kohen Gadol at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, needs to remove the dirty clothing. He needs to get rid of this dirty clothing, take it off. And that's what happened. He took off the dirty clothing. And then he gets praised, how wonderful he looks. So we've mentioned before, Rashi says from the Gemara, what is this dirty clothing referring to? The fact that Yeshua's children had married out. They were unfortunately married to non-Jewish women, which was a common phenomena during Churban Bayis Rishon. There were many Jews who, besides their Jewish wife, took a non-Jewish wife, Ayin Sefer Malachi, and the Gemara discusses this. So that might have been the dirty clothing. The Abarbanel says that this is a little bit Shverim Pshat, because if Yeshua's children married out, why would he be considered wearing dirty clothing? Why is that his responsibility, what they're wearing? So the Ebenezer, the Barbanel, have another pshat, because of this kasha. But I want to share with you today, the Barbanel has mahalach, in what the dirty clothing is referring to. And the Malam brings this in Pasuk Tes. Says, this clothing, this dirty clothing, is referring to something which is historically going to be happening to the Kehanim. Yeshua is the Kohen Gadol at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And as Bayis Sheni goes along, we're going to arrive at the story of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, besides being the Kehanim Gedolim in the Beis HaMikdash, and the descendants of Yeshua, or their followers of Yeshua, besides wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the Chashmonaim, everybody knows, also became kings of the Jewish people. And it's very famous, the Ramban says, that they were over on the instruction of Yaakov Avinu, who said, Lo Yasser Shevet Meyehuda, meaning that the Malchus has to be from Shevet Yehuda and not by any other Shevet. So the Kehanim of the Chashmonaim, who became kings also, and they refused to give it up, they didn't hand it back to Shevet Yehuda, they kept it for many, many years, got punished, like Ramban says. Says the Balbim, the Shem Barbanel. Barbanel says, this is a dirty clothing. Meaning, you think you look beautiful wearing the Big Day Kahuna. When you're wearing Big Day Kahuna, says the Barbanel, it's disgusting. It's an abomination. If you don't belong in those clothing aren't befitting you. You're supposed to be a Kohen Gadol. You're not supposed to be wearing Big Day Malchus. You're not supposed to be wearing imperial clothing and a crown. That is disgusting. That's begadim tzayim. It's inappropriate clothing. So this is referring to what's going to be happening to the Kehanim later on until it was removed. They took it off. So Hordas, whatever Hordas did, you know, the Gemara Baba Basra, killed out the Chashmonaim. And then the Kehanim came back to looking the way they're supposed to. This is how the Abarbanel learns what the begadim tzayim is. Meaning, very big chiddush. We are accustomed to thinking begadim tzayim is something that smells dirty, disgusting. Nein. If something is not in the Ruach of Torah, that in itself is an abomination. The Sefer Kava Yashar, I'm going to now be saying over today, Mirt Hashem, a mimer almost completely based on the Sefer Zohav Mishma, Zohav Mishva, from Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro Zechasad Gavracha. In the Sefer Kava Yashar, brings, from the Sefer Givas Meira, a story. There was a Chassid Echad, who was walking on the road, and he met Eliyahu HaNavi. And they were walking together, and they saw a nevela, a smelly, old, horrible carcass on the floor. It was a terrible, terrible smell. And this chassid needed to hold his nose as he walked by this terrible, offensive-smelling carcass. Eliyahu HaNavi walked right by the carcass and didn't react. Okay, Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe you're not such a physical person. Then they were walking, and they saw someone that was a balgaiva, who was walking with great haughtiness. And Eliyahu HaNavi, from a distance, Already Eliyahu HaNavi covered over his nose. He started choking, gasping. He couldn't tolerate this person. The Chassid said, Rabbeinu, Eliyahu HaNavi, why did you not cover your nose by the nevela? Eliyahu HaNavi told him, this smells worse than the nevela, because the nevela, if you touch it, you're tamei ad the arev, till the night. You're going to make fun, you become tar by the night, you can be gone. But someone who gets affected by a bal gaiva can be affected forever. And therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi felt that this was more smelly. Meaning, that we are accustomed to being grossed out, disgusted from physical things. But the real truth is that Avera and going against Ras and Hashem, that's something which is actually found to be disgusting. In Pirkei Avos we are taught, Shlaisha sha'achla v'ashochan echad v'lay amru lo divrei Torah. Three people who sit at a table and don't have divrei Torah. Ki'ilu achlu v'zivchei meisim shenemar. Ki kol shulchan is malu ki tzaya b'li makim. This table is considered a table. Maybe some people would think it has fine delicacies, very good food, fancy wine. But the Mishnah tells us it's a shulchan malu ki tzaya. It's full of vomit from up on top and down below. It's disgusting. It's filled with diarrhea. It's a nauseating table. It doesn't have Torah. This is the hastaklus, the way Torah Ashkafa looks at someone who doesn't follow halacha. That is something which is determined to be something that's horrible. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayeshev tells us a story. Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was once walking with Rabbi Chiya HaGadol. And as they were walking, they saw a legion of Roman soldiers, which was impressive, high, tall. Maybe it was like, were like carrying these tall banners. It was so impressive. And Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Yehuda HaNasi, Reb Shimon Merabi, said to Rabbi Chiya, look how Esav, look how successful he is. Look how beautiful Esav looks. Isn't that terrible how bad he looks? So Reb Chiya said, really? You think that Esav looks so beautiful and that offends you? You think it's a Chilul Hashem? Let me explain you something. Come with me. Rabbi Chiya took Reb Shimon Merabi and took him to the marketplace and showed him a basket of decaying fruit that had been left over, grapes, grapefruits, whatever it was, and there were a bunch of fruit flies and other maggots crawling all around it. And Rabbi Chiya told Reb Shimon Merabi, that legion of Roman soldiers which you just witnessed is just as disgusting to me as these flies are. I don't find it something beautiful and I lament, why did the goyim have such hatzlacha? I look at this the same as these flies, it has no meaning. Reb Shimon Merabi went home and spoke to his father, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of Shichur Surah Mishnah, and he said to him, Tata, today I was walking, and this is what happened, I saw these Roman soldiers, and I felt so bad, how they're having such chashivas, in light of the Khorban, what they did, how come they're having it so well, and Rabbi Chiya told me, he took me to the marketplace, and he compared them to flies. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told his son, Rabbi Shimon Merabi, I'm very surprised by Rabbi Chiya. I'm very, very surprised. I can't believe he compared them to flies. I would have thought flies were so much more chashiv. Flies are doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but these Romans are going against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By me, they're way less than flies, than fruit flies and bugs crawling around. So again, we see the sensitivity of Torah Hashkafa. What is considered pretty and what is considered ugly is based on Ratzon Hashem and not Ratzon Hashem. Rav Moshe Shmuel says he knows of a story that there was a guy who told him the story that he was once traveling through Moscow, and it was on the 1st of May, which in Russia they had a very big holiday of the communists, and there was a tremendously big parade, very impressive, with a big display of armor. And he was describing this over afterwards to the Briskerov, how beautiful it was. I would suggest he was trying to be Mekayim, the Gemara and Brachas, that said you should always run to see the parades of the Malachim, because then when Mashiach comes, you're about to see how much more chashav that is. Maybe that's what he was trying to say to the Briskerov. And the Briskerov told him as follows. David HaMelech says at the end of Sefer Tehillim, Haloi misanecha Hashem esna. Your enemy is Hashem I hate. Uviskamimecha eskaitet. And those that rise up against you, I will fight with them. Tachlis sinas and asim. I hate them as much as it's possible to hate. La'ayivim hayuli, they turn into my enemies. Says Tehillim Kuf Lamates. Says the Biskarov, David HaMelech is teaching us three things. Firstly, we are mechoyiv to hate those that go against Hashem, and the communists were anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, what's the shear? You always want to know, what's the shear? How much do you have to eat? What's the Briskarov shear? What's the Chazanish? What's the Maisha Fangs shear? Well, David HaMelech says, how much do you have to hate them? Number two, Tachlisina, as much as it's possible to hate. All the hate that you can muster up, you have to hate these Rishayim. And third thing, La'oyivim hayuli. Don't just think of them as enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mechayiv to feel like your own personal enemies. If so, he says, I don't understand how you could describe anything beautiful that you saw by these communists. It doesn't sound like anything nice to me. Anything you would see by them has absolutely no beauty to it at all. On the other hand, we find there's a very famous story with the Briskarov was once at a bris, and a fellow fainted who was up in the front watching the bris take place, and said, what happened? He says, oh, whenever I see blood, I faint. And the Briskarov said, I also faint from blood. It also makes you feel weak. But that wasn't blood, that was mitzvah. The bris milah was mitzvah. How could you faint? Which means that, going back to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, the clothing, the dirty clothing which he was wearing, is the fact that the Kahanim are going to continue wearing the big deal, like we said, the big deal Malchus. They're not supposed to be wearing it. They're supposed to just be involved in a Avodas Beis HaMikdash. And getting involved in something which is not their business, maybe it looks fancy, it looks nice, it's not. It's tzaya. It's dirty. It's filthy. And then Rav Moshe Shmuel goes on to discuss, again, I'm going to just give you the Ma'ariv Makom, Sefer Zohar Mishva Ala Torah, his Maimor on Chanukah. He goes on and discusses how very often people feel that there are aspects of Medinas Yisrael which are beautiful in their eyes, and if they would realize that this Medina was originally set up, the people that brought this Medina into power were people that were anti-Torah and anti-Hashem, then he would realize that there was an aspect of a precus all. I'm going to be light over here and not get into the whole arichas Rav Moshe Shmuel has. It was a Talmud Muvik of Biskarov. They would not be able to go around and feel this thing is so beautiful, this thing is so fancy. You know, this party is like this party is like that. People are unfortunately all sides, wherever you think the party leader is Mechal Shabbos, goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like HaKafta Delay Monach Tfilin, to go along and say, oh, this one's better. You have to realize that both sides, maybe sometimes according to halacha, you might be mechuyev to go along and choose the lesser of the evils, but both sides are people that are not pro-Torah, they are absolutely anti-Torah, and if they could, they would shut it down. Whatever they're involved in, any chizik they have is only because of politics, shalei lishma. My Rav Begin congrats to tzaddikim over here. So we have to realize that we have to look at things and think, are they beautiful or not, based on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to look at it. Is it the Rasin HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then it's beautiful. It's not dam, it's beautiful. If Chas V'Shalom, the other way around, then it's Soya. And we can maybe add just and say one thing, Pshat in the Haftarah. Afterwards, the Navi says that they put onto Yeshua a tsnif, they put onto him a fancy hat. The Farshim say this fancy hat is like the hat that the Kohen Gadol wears. Kohen Gadol wears the mitznefes. The mitznefes, Chazal say, is a kapara for a gaiva. So according to what we said before from the Medrash, that the Eliyahu Navi was walking and he found the gaiva disgusting. So when these kohanim were trying to wear, besides being kohanim, they were also trying to wear the Big Day Malchus, which we said was gaiva. But really, gaiva is disgusting. It's an abomination. But when Yeshua represents all the Kohanim of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they took off this, finally, eventually, you know, blessed Breyer, they took off the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Malchus, excuse me, and now they can say that they put on him its nefes, now they have a kapara from all the gaiva that was there. Because we have to look beautiful in the eyes of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who counts.